Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And good morning, Nashville. You're listening to Morning Drive live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Justin Bradford, Joe Rexroad, Marquise Munson taking care of us behind the glass. Let's continue our discussion on college football. We have Mike Golic Jr. of ESPN joining us right now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to join us. So, college football, we've been discussing all morning just about players having a voice, and we are seeing this so much on Twitter right now of college football players standing up, being leaders right now, and whether we agree with what they say or not, they are actually showing they have a voice with a lot of support. What is your opinion on this and these players standing up for what they believe in right now?
I love it. I'm excited to see a lot of new people entering this party of believing that the players deserve a voice and that we should listen and entertain their thoughts and opinions on a lot of this stuff. I hope the people that have joined recently will stay with us when those players start asking for uncomfortable things like, you know, Black Lives to Matter and for maybe a cut of the revenue eventually or any of the other things associated with name, image, and likeness that tend to make people a little more uncomfortable and that tend to have people call players greedy and say that they should, you know, just enjoy their scholarship and go about business as usual. So I am cautiously optimistic that maybe this is a turning point and people are seeing that these players know and are capable of a lot more than they are giving them credit for, and I'm hoping this is not a crime of convenience.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. It certainly seems to be a shift for some people to, nope, you're good, you should be happy to listen to these guys. But, look, a lot of these players are outspoken, are saying they want to play. We still appear to be here on the absolute precipice of, you know, Big Ten, maybe Pac-12, canceling the football season. Do you think that what the players have done here has actually given presidents pause? And do you think there's any possible different outcome this week?
Well, it seems like something has happened, right? Like we went from talk of outright postponement to maybe pushback or delay is the last reporting I'm hearing as it pertains to the Pac-12 and the Big Ten that seem like they're going to be the first decision makers in this process. The ACC seems a little more adamant that they're going to go on and play in a lot of this. And so maybe it's had some effect there. Like it seems like in this situation, and I don't know if this is across the board, but in a lot of instances, these presidents that are coming over and getting ready to make the decision, these boards that we know govern so much of what happens on a lot of these college campuses, are a little late to the party on this, right? Most of the plans up until this point for season and for all the protocol on campus has been made by the medical boards, athletic directors, and these groups that have been a little more hands-on in the process. And so maybe in seeing this, you know, crazy blowback from players, coaches, and everyone around really fighting hard to try and make this happen, maybe it's made them stop one last time in this and try and figure out, is there a way we can delay further? Because that's really what this comes down to, is do we think buying ourselves a month, 2 months more of time somehow is going to make a market difference when it comes to our ability to provide more readily available and uniform testing across the board, to provide, you know, equal or close to equal safety parameters for all the Power 5 teams, because that's what a lot of the ask is now in a lot of this. Does 2 months buy us that, or is that going to take us all circling the wagons and trying to wait till the spring?
Well, and does any of that change what I still believe is a fundamental thing here, which is liability, Mike? I mean, you still have, you know, the potential down the road for class action lawsuits. You have the potential. We're seeing more and more some college football players reporting heart issues. Guys who have recovered from COVID-19. I mean, it, what out there takes that away other than some sort of collectively bargained agreement, which, as we know, can't really happen with college athletes?
Yeah, very little. I was listening to Jay Billis talk about this yesterday, and you're right. I guess the threat of a class action suit in the future is some of these unknown long-term effects for COVID are starting to be discussed more. Some myocarditis is the word that everyone is learning in the last few days here with the dealings going on with how this virus may affect the hearts even of young people in some of these instances. But I was listening to Jay Billis talk about this yesterday, and liability in individual situations, he imagined would be a pretty difficult thing to prove. You know, was this caused, was my bout with COVID-19 caused directly by exposure related to my athletic time on campus? It'd be hard for a lot of people, I'd imagine, to be able to prove that definitely. And so that's certainly a threat, but I think as much as anything, it's certainly public perception as well. Can you afford to be, as we're seeing other conferences, you know, start to fold up shop and say that they're going to postpone, levels where the money is less of the driving force and all of that, can you afford the perception and the optics if you're a university president who's supposed to stand as this beacon of academia and your mission is supposed to be to educate young people coming there, but all these rest of these institutions that aren't making multi-millions, in some case billions dollars off of football, are folding up shop, and now all of a sudden you have kids get sick, you have something happen long term. That's a direct reflection of your commitment to that mission statement, that maybe now all of a sudden the people that, you know, are in charge of business on the other side of campus, maybe the people that are boosters and donors, look at it in a little bit of a different way. It seems like to me it would be more of a cosmetic thing than maybe true legal action being an easy and readily available thing here.
And again, Mike Kolick Jr., ESPN, joining us on Morning Drive. Mike, looking at this too, and you've touched on it a little bit, and we've discussed this plenty, and so many people have, that we're seeing so many times where a plan probably could have been in place in a lot of ways for this, looking back into early summer and the spring even as well, and we're seeing a lot of things that seem like it's last minute where things are just being thrown in. What does this show now, with players stepping up and having a voice, showing some lack of leadership or collective leadership from some of these conferences and just the NCAA in general?
Yeah, I mean, the NCAA, like, we almost have to separate them. They've been their own, like, it's pathetic. Like, honestly, you wanted the dictionary definition of cowardice. A group that's willing to come in and punish and legislate in so many other ways, forms, and fashion. Tell colleges all the things that they can and can't do in these spots. But then when it's time to display any actual gumption, just punch the ball repeatedly back into the hands of the school. And that's not to say that this situation isn't difficult, and it's not to say that there is something to be said about the regionality of college sports and how difficult it is, because we know states and the way that this has been handled federally make it very difficult to legislate one thing across the board in all this. But for the Power Five leadership, I am a bit disappointed that there wasn't more of an ability to cooperate here and use all these resources. There wasn't more of an ability to have something in place across the board that would have ensured, hey, we can make use of the gross amount of resources, money, time, and effort, and all the medical information and personnel that we've got here in a shared pool of knowledge that would give all of us a better chance. But instead, really, I mean, you look back to once the Big Ten decided to go rogue on its conference schedules, although I'm not going to blame them entirely, but it didn't help in creating this idea of, all right, well, we've seen how you are going to operate, and so now all the rest of the conferences are going to make sure we take care of us and ours first and foremost. And if anyone else gets anything out of it, that's just a clever, you know, and convenient byproduct in all this. So, yeah, extremely disappointed in leadership across the board. I think you've heard players kind of reflect that as well, that why has it taken us speaking up and trying to basically hold you guys accountable for you to do anything resembling that? And that should, you know, that should be case enough for the Power Five leadership to do some serious self-scout when this is all done, because we would all like to see them break away and form something new and separate from the NCAA that's far outstayed its welcome here. But if the Power Five is not going to display better leadership, then what hope do we have that that situation would really be much better?
Yeah, actually actively seeking out player input before all this might be one idea. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Mike, name, image, likeness. I mean, meanwhile, you know, NCAA leadership is still fighting to limit that as much as possible. You know, I mean, so
that part's laughable, because they've been doing that amidst the pandemic too. Like, you're wasting resources trying to fight that during this, while instead, like you said, if you had engaged players in any meaningful way throughout this, because that's been the chief discomfort in a lot of this. That's the rub in college sports, is if you just admitted they were different and treated them and engaged them as such, you could get a lot more done. If you admitted that these weren't just normal students here going to class who happen to play football while they're there and make millions of dollars for the university, then you could do things like separate them and bubble them on campus. Maybe have them take online classes there so that they can be in as close to a bubble environment that, by the way, we've seen work in athletics in other fields, these bubbles. Now, obviously, they would still be traveling. It wouldn't be a true bubble in that. But at the very least, these schools, these administrations have displayed at the highest levels, when we're talking about schools with a ton of money and resources, a pretty solid ability to test, monitor, track, and overall keep athletes safe while they're on campus in a very specific location. And so many people referencing this idea that, well, the athletes are safer on campus, we need to let them play. They're safer on campus now when no students are there. Let's wait and see what happens when the general student populations come back, because most of these universities aren't willing to admit they're different. And so they're going to be out there going to class, living in dorms more than likely with the regular student population, exposing the risk that wouldn't need to be there if you just treated them like what they are, kind of, you know, pseudo employees of the university and people that are definitely not just normal students.
And Mike, before we have to let you go, you have a new show coming up. Tell people what to expect from it and how they can participate in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Chinay Angola Jr. is going to start Monday, August 17th, 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. And we're looking forward to, I mean, what a unique background that we've got to tap into with Chinay. She's a former number one overall pick. She's a current WNBA All-Star. She opted out of the bubble this year, but, like, she's still very much in the game. So I feel like the cool part of having two former college athletes that get to man the helm on one show is we get to take all those conversations we were having in locker rooms and just throw them right out on national airwaves. And we get to involve other people in it. We get to get big names in sports and our friends all involved. So we really want it to be a group experience. We want it to be fun for everyone and understand that we're legitimately two people that I can say are friends, have been for a few years, and now somehow get to do a radio show together. So it should be a pretty good time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to listening to it. And thank you so much again, Mike, for taking the time to speak with us today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Golic Jr., ESPN, new show coming up August 17th. So strong opinions there as well. Makes a lot of sense. And so we're going to discuss a little bit of that and more. Recap what's going on with college football, where it stands, if there's any new news, what leagues are still going, what we think might happen, what we think we're going to hear happen today, and more. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.